One more prat. Before we go into the Shaila of Atmana, that is very matzui. A person in Moshul Shabbos morning, he looks in his chant. It's a good chant. It's Bashar Kol Tzorkoi. It's when he's starting to dry up. He knows that if he doesn't add water, when he comes back from the shtiplach, we know the chant will be burnt. So he wants to know if he could add water into the chant. If he could add water into the chant, he knows if he's not adding water into the chant will burn. So, first we have to know, let me get into the keseda. For sure, to add water that was never cooked, das ist isul bishul der reise. Das ist isul bishul der reise. But I'm not going in now to the shaila. I remember a couple of weeks ago, a yid knocked on my door, Shabbos morning. You know, the chant almost burned. I said, no, so what happened? So my wife went to the sink and she had some water. Now he wants to know if he's allowed to eat the chant. So she bought a Beis Amidah, she has a Minchatos, yeah, she's a Michal Shabbos. She did B'mezi, it was secular. But could be the chant, but the Eved will be mutter, because Nisbashar B'Shegeg is a gun that B'Shas HaTzerech could be a kid maker. So can't then forget. Sometimes the worst is the Avera, but the Eved is more cow. Because Chazal don't make a Gzeire that people will come to do it. But we're speaking, you know, water from the sink is never, there's no tzad that you're allowed to put in. That's a Mevashal Deiraisa. Even not water from the sink. Even warm water, if it became cold already, water that was cooked. Now some people have cooked water, boiled water. Also, it's nitztanen, yesh bishlach bishu. If it's lay nitztanen, so lefide ramo, calls man it's warm, you could put it. Lefide mechaber, you have to have yatziledes. But the ikar halach is like the ramo, that calls man that it's warm, is no bishlach bishu. But, this is mitzad bishu. But could be weiter a problem. We'll go slowly, slowly. So water from the tap, nishtovet zuret. If you have a bottle of water that was boiled, amol, also nishtovet zuret. You need to have warm. Now, warm. So you have a thermostat. How do you call it? You know, no. You could take it when you go for a trip. You want to have hot water inside. A thermos. Oh. So if you have a thermos, you're also not allowed, even though it's very hot water inside the thermos, you're also not allowed to take that water from the thermos and put it in the chant. Why? It's hot, it's boiling, and bishlach habishul. What is the issue to take water from the thermos and to pour it into the chant? The teretz is, we said, is the issue chazor. As if I took off the chant and I put him on the floor, I'm not allowed to put him back on the fire. This water that's inside the thermos is legor from the floor. Shlomo Zalman said, even if the thermos was never on the floor, the whole time was on the table. Zayim Shem Zalman, Turmus Ein Lecho Hesach Adas Gadol Mizeh. This is a nituk. I took it off of the fire. Chazal say, if I took it, the pot off the fire, Ken Zayin Tzinishke Nituk. But if you pour it out and you pour it to the Turmus and you close the Turmus, Ein Lecho Nituk Gadol Mizeh. So Shem Zalman says, even with the Eved, you're not allowed to take the water from the Turmus and to put it back. So what water you could put if you don't want the Elik Echon to burn? So from where you take water? Not from the tap, not from the bottle, not from the thermos. So from the only water that you could take is, if you have hot water on the fire, on an urn, you have as a special Shabbos place, and you want to put this water into the chant. This is the only water that you could get into the chant. This is called the thermos. It has like a hechsher if you use it in Shabbos. These you're not allowed to put the chant. If you're allowed to use them in Shabbos, the bazundo shmuz. Well, if we have time, we'll go into it. I'm not saying that's a bazundo shmuz. You have to know. No, it's not. Maybe some echetim says you'll be allowed to use them even to put them in. Maybe it's better from the thermos. I'm taking back. Enough. First, you have to find out exactly how it works. If we have time, maybe we'll try to push it in. It's two different ways the companies do it. About a normal thermos that is not connected to electricity, and you take it for the trips, this is for sure awesome. So the only water that you could use is really, you use water from an urn or from water on the fire to put it into the chum. Now, it's two zachen you have to be makti. First, the question is how you get the water from the urn into the chum. If it was a thermos, you took the thermos, you put it in. If it was from the tap, you took the cup and you put it in. I have an urn, big urn. I have a little, you know, tap that I can open, the water comes out. And I have a chumpa. Now the shaila is, how I get the water to the chump? So, Balgulasi, it's two parts we have to know. First, lama zogin, I get the water to the chump. So we'll start, it's three chetimtzes. One chetimtze is, lama zogin, I have a small little urn that I could pick up. I have a small little urn that I could pick up. So I could pick him up and I could bring him to the chum pot. Yeah, a lot of times a person has a dish full with water, has a pot of water in the old days. He takes a little pot and he pours it into the chum. He has to know what to do. He has a big pot chum. Okay, he sees it, you know, he looks inside, it's burning. So he picks up the cover. Then he takes the water, picks up the pot of the water, and he pours it into the chant. Zalim Shlom Azaman Rebeli Ashi, but to do it very, very slowly. Because if you gash it in, so the same that when the water falls in, it mixes the chant. So, Magus. So, Rebeli Ashi Azaman says to do it very, very gently. Rebeli Ashi says that Lekatchil not to do it, Lekatchil to pick up the pot of the chant when you pour in the water. Because if you don't pick it up, you Magus. If it's not on the fire, we said Be'etzem Ikar Adin is Bashar Kol Tzorkoi. There's no Magus when it's not on the fire. So Nochem, so Rosh Hashanah says you could pick up the water and pour it into the chum gently. This is one Eitzah. The other Eitzah is Fakel, to pick up the chum. But then, Lamashon, in that case, you have to know when you finish to pour it in, you can't cover the chum because we said like Atchila, we don't cover something on the fire because it's a Magus. We pick up the chum and then we cover the pot. The other Eitzah is take the chant and to bring it near the urn. You have a big water urn. Now, in these two chetimtzes, Hilchei Shabbos, we took care of it. But, Hilchei Basa B'cholov, you have to be makpid that the steam of the chant will not be touching the tap. What? The spirit, the place where the water comes out. Because if not, it will become fleishiks. If you want to make a coffee later, it's a shaila from Basa B'cholov. But the evidence, if you are not careful, it doesn't become fleshings. Because cham letaycham, nitzak is eini chibur, but that's why the evidence. Lekatchila to be makpid, that it to be far away. And again, you have to know when it's very far, sometimes the water comes with a spritz, and it's like a shtickle magis. Okay, so the shayla, what you bring to what? Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach came with a new heter. Lemaise, the Bneiteyan Eretz Yisrael, were mekabel as heter. It's not the mocking, but you have to learn like 5-6 sugis in Shabbos to know the problems of Rav Shlomo Zalman. But as Rav Shlomo Zalman was matir and it was niskabel, to take a cup, to go to the urn, to take hot water, and to go with a cup and to pour it into the chantpat. You're saying, it sounds very simple, why not? Be'etzem, in the minute that you took the water from the urn into the cup, it's kilu nistalik me'o'esh. And now when I take the water from the cup and I'm pouring it back, it's like chazor lekatchila. You're right that this was on the fire. But the Gemara says in Shabbos, pino mimecham lemecham, asur leachzir. Shteid in Shulchan Aruch, in Gemara, if you took the chant, and Lamash, where's the nafkimina asachmol? I'll explain to you where's the nafkimina we have to know. I don't want to go into it. A person, lamazogin, is serving in the yeshiva. Guys come, he picks a bowl, and he gives it out. He's in charge in the dining room. Yeah, Lama Zagin, he say Mechad HaChazanish, it's on the fire, because he can't take it off, he takes a big, he has a big ladle as that, he puts. Now, he puts two, the Maestro, only one table is available to buy. The other guy didn't come yet, he's having the next minion. If he leaves the chant out, it'll be cold, he wants to pour it back into the... And he has a das the whole time to put it back. He knows that a lot of times he has a das that he will put back the chant. It's not supposed that Pialoch is allowed to do it. Because he took it off the fire, so we said if you take off the fire, but the evidence you're allowed to put it back. But he changed it to a different pot. This is pina mi mecham le mecham. It's a gemara that you're not allowed to. So it's different in chetimtzot that you're allowed to, different in chetimtzot that you're not allowed to. I'm not going, this is a sugi b'fnei atzmo. I'm just saying, a person has to know that. Even though we learn alamol b'di'evet, if it's not on the floor, you're allowed to put it back. B'di'evet, you're allowed to put it back, right? We said on the table, even b'ein da'it la'achzor, b'di'evet, you're allowed to put it back. So you think, b'di'evet, I'm allowed to put it back. So lamazogim, the guy goes, after lamazogim, the first shift finished. He goes around, the chunks all over the tables. So he says, there's no chunk for the oil for the next shift, like there's no chunk left. So, but lamai says, it's warm. He runs around, puts all the chunk back in the pot. But after he's allowed to do it. B'di'evet, you're allowed to. Doesn't state in Gemara Nishtaseh. If the chunk pot was b'di'evet off the fire, and then was not enough oilam came, so he's allowed to put it back. Oh, but if it's mipinot to a different meicham, you're not allowed to. That's the halacha. It's time to know that even that you learn all of the halachas, to know that in this case you're not allowed to. Oh, but Zagreb Shem Zalman, in this case by us, while you're taking from the cup, only a chetimtze, to pour it into the main thing, Shem Zalman was making. And the mice, if you do like Shem Zalman, you take care of all the other problems, of basa b'cholav, and it's easy poshut. You take a cup, you pour the water from the inn into the cup, you take the cup to the pot, and you pour it in. That's what some Shem Zalman's eating. So the Maisa was discovered. Now, there's one more issue that we didn't speak about yet. And I want to be masbirt. A lot of people are nechshol, chas v'shol, and voskim and ton. It's a bigger meratzis in Klal Yisrael about this. And we'll see, this leads us to the whole vikuach that was 11 years ago before Shem Zalman was nifter about using the crack pot. Now that it's ready after the tumult, we could say some things that were happening then that then you're not allowed to say. So maybe we'll start a stick of more to be masbir. Chazal made a nozu gzeira in Shabbos. It's called Isur Atmone. Till now we spoke Shehiye v'chazore. There's another Isur de Rabbonon that is called Hatmone. Now this Isur Atmone has two chalokim. His Atmone means hiding. Sido atmone bedover amoisif hevel, und sido atmone bedover she'enoi moisif hevel. Two gzeiras de Rabbanon. One is called gzeire atmone bedover amoisif hevel, and one is called atmone bedover she'enoi moisif hevel. The Gemara in Shabbos Lamedalet zog, Omar Rove, mipnei ma omru ein toimnim bedover she'enoi moisif hevel. What is einoi moisif hevel? You're not allowed to take a pot and cover it with blankets. My time Omru Rabbonon ain't toimnim bedobor she'enoi moisif hevel mishech hasheicho by night. Why you're not allowed to? Gzeiro shemo yartiach. A gzeiro de Rabbonon shemo yartiach. Dehainu. If a person will have a chunk, normal fire, the fire went off. We'll take the normal case. Person doesn't have a fire. He wants by night to cover the chunk with blankets to stay warm till tomorrow. Chazal of Gzeire, when he would start to cover it with blankets, he would realize that the chunt is not so hot, and it will not stay warm in the blankets. So he will make a small fire to warm it up a little bit. Gzeire de Rabbanon Shemo Yartiach. So this is the Gzeire, why you're not allowed to cover with blankets, Mishech HaSheicho. Mipnei Ma'omru en Toimnim Be'erev Shabbos Be'dobor Shemo Yisif Evel Gzeiro Shemo Yatmin Be'remet Sheyesh Be'gacheles. He will come to be matmin inside of kools. And kools is a gzeire, shamo yichata begicholim. We know you have to have gufa vektuma. So there's two gzeires. Gzeire that you're not allowed to tamen by night, bedover she'enim oisif evel. Dahainu, lil Shabbos, you're not allowed to cover a pot with blankets. And then erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to cover a pot with a double that is moisif evel. With an electric blanket. That is moisif evel. Now, what is called atmone? Before we're going to Pratim, I'll master it very close. It's Mishnah Shvera Aloche. What is atmone? Atmone is covering. Nechliku arishoinim. Atmone b'miktsas. Shmo atmone, oi loi shmo atmone. It goes on both atmones. Atmone b'miktsas. Shmo atmone, oi loi shmo atmone. Dehainu. I don't cover the whole pot. I leave it a little bit open. The Shulchan Aruch holds. Hatmone be mikzas shmo hatmone. The Sfarim have a lot of problems with that. Hatmone b'miktzas shmo hatmone. Hazeh ha'morna b'siyosef. Hatmone b'miktzas shmo hatmone. You're not allowed to Shabbos day take a pot and cover it even halfway with a blanket. Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to cover a pot with a blanket. But as far as you'll never see blankets on top of the on the pots. If they keep the Shulchan Aruch. What's it about? Maybe some of them don't pass the Shulchan Aruch punk in this case. But Atmone b'miktzas shmo atmone. The Ramo, and most of the Ashkenazim paskin, Atmone b'miktzas lo shmo atmone. And as they pass in the Mishneh Berurah, the Chazanish is machmir, and the Chazanish holds atmone b'miktzas shmo atmone. So the bar we have the klolim. Is atmone b'dovo moisif? Is atmone b'dovo she'ena moisif? And is machlekes b'atmone b'miktzas shmo atmone or not? One more klal that we have to know, is the Isur Atmona be Dovor Shemoisif Hevel. What is Dovor Shemoisif Hevel? Coals. You're not allowed to take a pot, cover it with coals. You feed the Sfardim. Even in the bottom, you're not allowed to have coals. Ramos says, Shchanor says, you're not allowed to put a pot in Shabbos on coals. So he asks, how we put it on a fire? Fire is not touching. How we put it on a blech? How we put it on a hot plate? Because it's not derech atmone, it's a piece. Coals like touch it, like warm it up, like so that they catch onto it. But be a soyle lefilin shulchan aruch that atmone b'miktza shmo atmone could be even in the bottom. It's already atmone shmo b'miktza shmo atmone. Just the plech is nishkan atmone b'miktza. But atmone b'miktza machleik shmo atmone or not. Now there's one more cloud that we have to find out, and here the Velt doesn't know. What would be the mashal? You take a hot plate. You put a chunt pot on it. You want to cover it with a blanket. You're allowed to cover it with a blanket or not? In Shabbos, for sure, you're not allowed. Ain't toimni medovo she'ein moisif hevel. Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to cover it with a blanket or not? Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to be toimni medovo she'ein moisif hevel. The Teretz is also to cover a chunt pot with a blanket. Why? While it's moisif hevel through the bottom, so we paskin that everything is called Moisif Hevel here, and it's an Isur Atmana. This is the Aloche. This is Kulei Samshita Sacholek, Derech HaMelech Neilech. This is the Iker Psak. So now we know the Klolim, and now we'll go to the Pirte Klolim. But the Klolim is an Isur Atmana be'erev Shabbos be'dover HaMoisif Hevel, be'Shabbos even be'ad HaMoisif Hevel. It's a Machlekes Atmana be'miktza Shmo Atmana or Loi Shmo Atmana. Now we know that Dovar HaMoisif Hevel doesn't mean only that all of it is Moisif Hevel. Dovar HaMoisif Hevel could be even if the bottom is Moisif Hevel and the top is not Moisif Hevel. Because of that is the following Galochas. Aber Herzach and good. You have a hot plate. And I'm saying, I remember when I was Bar Mitzvah, I didn't know these Galochas. You remember, everyone remembers that you cover with blankets. Richtig? Everyone thinks you're allowed to cover with blankets. You don't think you're allowed to cover with blankets? If you have a chunt pot on a hot plate and you cover it with a blanket, this is Isur Atmone. Isur Atmone is the Isur Darabon. It's like eating chicken with milk. It's all be Isur. Basar Oif is the Darabon also. You're not allowed to cover a chunt pot with a blanket in Shabbos. This is Isur Atmone. So what people do, Alemoshel, we could be a big mistake. I'm not going in yet to that loches of crack pot. But a person has a crack pot. It's covered from all the sides. The top is open. We'll go later to that loches. He puts a blanket on top. The whole crack pot is a moisif hevel. He covers the blanket on top. Isur atmone. It's an isur atmone. Later, but he haven't allowed to eat the food of person was over on Isur Atmone. So what is the Eitzah? So people that hold that Atmone ben Miktzas Shmo Atmone, they have a problem. So what we do, Alamol, we leave one side open. Then, if we cover all the sides, Chutzim the top, it's Peseder. We cover three sides, one side is open, it's okay. We cover the top, but in the bottom is left like maybe 3.5 centimeters. I called the Shmir Shabbos, I asked if I could say, and the bottom is left 2 centimeters enough. It says, give them a bit more centimeters. Say 3, 4. So I'm saying 3, 4. I don't know what is the shear. But it has to be said that you could see it. You can't, if you know, as a whole, it's Atmanim and Mikzas. Why? Shemazama brings down, and this is very negia, the lashon of the Rishonim is, if you leave a place open, that shalte be'avire, that the wind could come in, so b'meila we see that you're not so makpid on the Atmanim, b'meila is less exhale. So you have to leave a nikardike place. So l'chura, this is only good for the Ashkenazi. Habos metame desfaadim. Chayinu asfaadim, habos metame desfaadim. So Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul, kindness, that the Sfardim also could be Seymach and the Skule. Why? To leave a little hole. It says, if they will be covering it with real Moisif Hevel, so then they have to be Choy Shishtake to the Shulchan Aruch. But here they're covering it with a blanket. That it's not a real Moisif Hevel. It's only the Tziruv, the bottom is warm. So we bask in the bottom is also considered Moisif Hevel, so the whole blanket has a halacha of Moisif Hevel. But it's a Chumrah. That you could be soymech on it, even for the Sfardim, if they're not covering. It sounds like a tchile roi natu. But if you have to, he's matir. Not only that, lamezogen, a person has a chunt pot. On top of it, he puts the kugel to warm up. Kedarach balabatim chshuvim. Now, this kugel on top, the ma'ase, you know, he touches. Not enough. So he puts a blanket. He's over isur atmanim. Because it's davar ha'moisif hevel. While the kugel on top of the chonpad is getting warm, and I go into houses, you see people on nichshonet kaseidah. They put the kugel. So you're allowed to wrap the kugel with silver foil, because this is not atmanim. Because it's only to keep it not to get dirty. Lemoshul, you say, but lemaisi, you also want it to get warm. Mach nishtois. Abalom ezogin, it's already wrapped with silver foil, and you wrap it with another silver foil to keep the heat. This is awesome. Rafalk from Gated and Machzer Liyahu says that if you take the two pieces of silver foil, you put them together, and then you wrap it, you could cheat. Chmeis nishginoi, I don't know. Who are you cheating here? Chmeis nishginoi, he says that Lemaisa, I'm covering it for the dirt. Punk, I'm doing it with a good cover. This is the reason you're allowed to put food in a pot. Why we don't say it's atmanet? This is the place it's covered. But again, if you have a kugel and a silver foil, and you put it on top of the chon to warm, it's in the nishgay. You put another silver foil, it's for atmanet gabo. But even if not that, even if you put a blanket on top of it, and it's called dover ha-moisif hevel, because it's adding heat. Eina moisif hevel means you're putting it in the side, the heat that it has, it will have, and the blanket just keeps it not to get cold. And the minute that it's in a place, that it's getting warmer and warmer in that place, this is our loch of Moisif Hevel. Even not if all of it is Moisif Hevel. So what the mice is, eats it. People want, you know, a person has a pot. He has a little blech, small fire. You know, if he doesn't put blankets, the design can chant. So again, he could put on one side. He knows this chant needs from alle Zeit and blankets. So the Eitzah is like this. Lama Zogin, he has a small little pot, like an egg pot. A small pot. And you know, the matzav is not, it's not warm enough. He takes a big chant pot, and he turns it over on the top of the small one. It's not touching. It's nishkin atmona. Atmona has to be on top of the big one, he could put a blanket. Because the bottom one is not touching the blankets. As they state in the Poiskim. Order, as another Eitzah, he has a chonpat. He needs to cover it with blankets. Poiskim in tongue. He takes a big tray and he puts it on top of the chonpat. And then he puts the blanket on top. So the blanket falls down to the sides, but there's air in between the blanket and the pot. Mashu is not enough. It has to be kashil. Even so, Reb Nissim Karelitz has a chumr that midav choshes. A lot of people, because of that, come to a mistake. They go to the blech, Erev Shabbos, it's like 100 pots, you know, a chon pot, a kugel pot, a soup pot, peas, all different zach, ganze zach. Now, he takes a big blanket, and he ties his herzachayim. In between the pots, the blanket doesn't come in. I learned before, he said, I heard a shir, that if you put a tray, and you put a blanket, and the blanket is pouring all over, there's no problem, because the blanket is not touching the pot. So here, all the little pots are on the blech, but in between there's all different cracks. So I will put a big blanket on top. Shalom al Yisrael. So Rav Nissim, das heißt ein Gräse at Mone. Das heißt ein Gräse at Mone. Wir wissen genau die Shiurim. There's one mazal that I saw a lot of people on Nichshol today. It's good to know that. They have, I don't know, it's a soil, America so much, it's a soil, they have these new urns, they made Shabbos urns. On top, instead of a cover, you have like another pot that comes in. There you put the chant. And then you have a cover. So we spoke, it could be the water inside is fleshix. You can't make a coffee out of it. But there's a different problem. Shem Zalman says that the part of the chant that goes into the urn, it's already atman of a mixas. So if you put a blanket on the top, the top part is atman and ganzen. Even though the whole urn on the bottom is not atmane, but if you put on top of this urn, and normally these urns need a blanket, because it's not so warm on top there. But if you put a blanket on it, the mele is atmane. This is the first chelek that we call it hatmane bedavar ha-moisi feder. From here I want a little bit to be masbil to you what happened 11 years ago in Chodesh Adar. It was a yid. He came to ask him Shlomo Zalman a shayla. Then he was living in my building. And he went to ask him Shlomo Zalman a shayla. He said that he saw that people come from America and they have a pot that is called crack pot. Shlomo Zalman said he doesn't know what it is. They bring him. He said he wants to know what happens inside. They bring him different people. They made him pictures, you know, to see when you put the pot inside, what you see inside, how much far it's from the... And Yanim came and said, "This is atmana bedavar ha-moisif heaven. What is a crackpot? There's a lot of kinds. I'm not speaking on the kinds. You have kinds that look like a hot plate. Only a bottom and on top goes the pot. Al ze ein anudonim. Anudonim on a crackpot that is made sir betoich sir. Sir betoich sir. There's an outside one. It's made from metal. It has inside electric thing. It's two different kinds. Some kind have only at the bottom the electric things. Some have also the electric wires that are going in the sides. Two different kinds. Rosh Hashanah was not mechalek. Inside is a whole pot that goes in. This pot is made from cheres, and it's like a slow cooker. Be'etzen, this is the idea of it. You put the chant, and after 24 hours, the chant is ready. He came to Rosh Hashanah with the tiny that you're not allowed to use it because it's atmana bedavar ha-moisif heaven. And Rosh Hashanah told him, "You're right. It's also to use it in chant." Zaytum Rabbi Yashid, you're right, it's also to use it in Shabbos. You're also to use it in Shabbos. To use that, you could eat chicken with milk in the same price. There's no difference from Shlomo Zalman said. It's also, every person that uses it is over a isur atmane of Shabbos. And for sure, when this psai came out, first it came out Baal Peh, everyone came to Yalta of Shlomo Zalman. It's not covered on top. You're right, Sfardim is no Sfardi that could use it. If a person is Sfardi uses it, he's a Pasul Eidus of Finish Shulchan Aruch. He's Michal Shabbos. If you know a Sfardi that uses a crackpot, he's Pasul Eidus bin Rabbanon. He's Atmane bin Mikzas, Shmo Atmane. There's no way that a Sfardi could use it. But that listen, we're speaking now if Ashkenazi could use it. The whole Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul, we spoke if the bottom in a blanket, talk to Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul, tell us what the Sfardi, Mahadi could say, but a crackpot, a Sfardi can use. Now he's speaking on the Moshe, Chazanishnik also can use it. Chuzan doesn't use electricity in Shabbos, the Chazanishnik, because the Chazanish passed me at money by Mikta Shmo at money. We're going now to the people that want to be Seimech and the Ramah, to know if they could use it. Zagim Shem Zam and Rebel Yashiv, there's no way to use it. And Zagan Tzitumu. So Mitzad Echod was my neighbor, Choshev, then he was Mechaber Sefer after the Ochel Shabbos. And he came to my house and we sat together and he was very stark preparing tshuvas to Aser. Tzad Sheni, Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa came over to me and told me, Shlomo Zalman says that it's Asur, but he wants to Me'ayin to find a heter for it. He asked me to come to his house to learn with him the sugya to find a heter. So Shmir Shabbos told me, maybe we'll learn the sugya to find a heter. So by night I was learning with a person that was Mechapis the Isu, and by day I was learning with a person that was Mechapis the heter, and we prepared a whole tshuva to write to Shlomo Zalman Erbach to be matter it. Then Shlomo Zalman came out with the Isu, and he gave out the letter. This was the last letter before he was nifter that came out, this Ksaviyat. He was not masking to sign his name on it. He was not masking to sign his name, but he written that it's Asur. But he told the Shmir Shabbos, I want you to prepare for me a tshuva that I be chayzer. And we written the tshuva, we finished to write the tshuva, it was 11 o'clock Friday. And the Shmir Shabbos had to take it to the hospital. I'm a kohen, I was not planning to go in. We finished to write the tshuva, and he went to the hospital. He came to the hospital 12:20. 12:15, Rav Shlomo Zalman lost consciousness and never woke up. Was nifter after. So Lemaise, the Shmir Shabbos was not masking to use his heter because the Rebbe was not masking to be chayzer, the while the Rebbe asked. I will try betoch kedei dvorim to be masbir what was the masr matin here, the oisrim and the matirim, and what is the tzdodim. Again, Lemaise, the Shmir Shabbos told me we're talmidim from Rav Shlomo Zalman, and he asked we can use it. It doesn't make a difference that we don't understand it and it doesn't fit the clothing that we have. Rav Shlomo Zalman asked. Now, there's a couple of reasons to answer it. Some reasons to answer it was, Lemaisa, what is the Shaila? The Shaila is, we learn now very close, Hatmone b'miktsas, lo yishmo hatmone. So Hatmone b'miktsas, lo yishmo hatmone, what happens to the crackpot that becomes awesome? Shmir Shabbos Kilchos was like 10 times psoking from Shlomo Zalman, that if it's Megula on top, you're right. So Rabbi Yashiv said, there's a primigodim that says, that if it's only Megula on the top, it's not enough. Has to be also Megula episode in the Tzdodim. And this crackpot, it's almost still the top. With the sides pick out, just a garnish. Italian Rebbe Yashi. Yeah, okay, it's a Suffolk and Primigodim. We don't pass in this Primigodim. It's Raisel and Mishnebur of Akel. Now, if B'Tarich HaDvorim, again, it's not written in the Ksaviyatim of Shlomo Zalman, but I'm telling you that Dos is given Dov. Dos is given Dov. I know it's hard to point it with the finger, aber Mivais as Dossi Givendo. Shlomo Zalman said, and if you medayek good in the letter, you'll find it. Dossi Zremetzalim. Dossi Zremetzalim. Chazal say, Ein toim nim bedobo shu moisif hevel, gzeiro shemoyat min beremetz. So I'm Shlomo Zalman, atmona bekuloi. Atmona bemiktas is a shayle. But if the kulz alein are around the pot, the remetz alein, dear, even if it's b'miktsas, or b'ruboy, then you say, for Ayoshel Rabbeinu Tam, dear, it's awesome. This was the Ruach HaDvorim. Avad, it was b'tzirufim, I want to be masked. The Shulchan Aruch asks. You're right, the Ramo is mad. But we have a Shulchan Aruch that says that it's awesome. Then we have a Primigodim that says that even if it's the Ramo and the Tzdodim, it's awesome. Then the Stiris and Chayodim and the different Rishonim that it's awesome. So it's not like I'm answering something that anyway is mutter. So not if Shulchan Aruch and Poskim that answer. I'm telling that even the matirim will never be matir in Remetz Alein. In Remetz Alein nish. I'll bring you a raya that this is what Rav Shlomo Zalman meant. Rav Shlomo Zalman gave an eitze to a cousin of mine a year ago. So I'm not the maise. A year ago was a cousin of mine I learned in the mirror. He didn't know this whole tumul. He lived in Shari Chesed. And he came here for a year. And he came with a crack but to ask Shlomo Zalman what to do. So Shlomo Zalman told him, near the mirror, they have a place, they make like metal, they make different things from metal. Go, they'll make you a little box from metal, and you put it in between the crackpot and the dish, and then you're allowed to use it. And this is what he did. And this is what Shlomo Zalman gives this eitzah to do it also. What it helps, if it's atmana bedavar ha-moisif hevel, even if you put after the metal inside, or the silver foil, all these things, it's vital davar ha-moisif hevel. But we'll see if silver foils helps or not. I was like, what is the type? Some people say, I'll put silver foil. No, it's also Moisif Hevel. The Teretz is, if it's only Moisif Hevel, again, Peshkenazim, for sure. Svalim and Ishkenetel to use silver foil. It doesn't help. If it's only Moisif Hevel, but Atmane b'miktsas shloishu Atmane. This is the fire alein. The fire alein is different. This was Be'etzem, the Oimek HaPsak in Rav Shlomo Zalman. For sure, some rabbanim said, you know, chidushim, you know, we have to have mekayis to that. But interesting, Rabbi Yashi was very strong about it. Shlomo Zalman was very strong about it. And they were not matir. Shlomo Zalman said, if a person puts stam a thin piece of silver foil, it doesn't help. So what are the eitzes that they gave you? So Shlomo Zalman really hold that you have to have silver foil, like good silver foil around, that will stop the remets. Rabbi Yashi said it doesn't help. Rabbi Yashi said you have to raise it up. What you do is, other you take, you know, in Shabbos, the tea Shabbos candles, you take out, and you put some of them till it raises up. The better eitz, when I say the mice, you take silver foil, you make a ball out of them, a couple of balls, and it goes up. This is the eitz. This is the eitz. How high it has to go up? Has to go up that it will be raised from the bottom of the crack. But normally, if it's, you put a little bit, anyway, it doesn't touch. But it doesn't touch anyway, and the crackpot never touches exactly. Now it was scraped. But this is the way it's made. Rosh Hashanah said, this is not called that is ear in between. But if you put some balls that it raised, like you see, like, if the, normally the ledge leans on the outside, after the balls, it's like lamazagan, like a half a finger up, this is enough. So the best answer is to use also the silver foil and also the balls. Then you don't have a problem. Why? So Rosh Hashanah and Rabbi Yashar say like this. In the minute that you lift it up, so it's not touching at the bottom. So it's already megula on the top and megula on the bottom. Ah, only a little bit on the sides. No. It's mamish miktsas already. Before we have a roiv, the bottom and the sides. Now the bottom is ready, nishkin, touching, lift up. The top is also not. And then also the side is not. And it's also ready, not touching, it's not derech hatvanah, because the system is, the minute that it's a bit out, every crack, like if you know, goes like slantly. So the minute that it's sticking out, it's much more far away from the walls. Normally it goes that the pad goes in, and the machine is made like a little bit more slant. And the minute that you lift it up, so the difference inside the walls and the crack pad are much more space, so it's not called a ma'isat mona. It's not called a ma'isat mona. But a pasha. Better not to cover with a blanket, because then again, you only have the bottom. Sides of the walls. No. Better not. Now, Zagreb Shtim Zalman, that you have to know that if you don't do these things, the Heidel, if you didn't put Lama Zagreb, the silver foil, and you didn't put the balls, so it's a Isur Shehiyah, because it's Ein Agor of a Kotum, and you have to have a Vushel Kol Tzorkoi, and it's a Isur Chazorin. So Krakman has Tizach. So for sure, Lemaise Lefirib Shtim Zalman Rebel Yashiv, you have to have. Now, Rav Ozner said that even that Lemaiser, Shem Zalman Rebbe Yashiv said it, and it's Kedai to be Machmir like them, we can't answer and yell on Klal Yisrael that don't do it, because they haven't who to be Soimach. Pashtus Atmoneh B'miktsas, Lo Yishma Atmoneh. I have an uncle, his name is Rav Gershon Lopyan, he's dying today in London. He made Shimush 2 years by Reb Moshe. He told me he spoke to Reb Moshe Feinstein Alein. And a crack point, the Moshe told him it's Megula on top, he doesn't see Atmoneh B'miktsas. So, Yesh al Milismoich, the tshuva and the times that you didn't do it, Yesh al Malismoich. Aber Mikan Vele'abo to be Mekel, again, if it's Fadim, it's not going to matter. Aber for Ashkenazim, Sidobah to be Mekel, then it's Kedai to have a silver foil and to have balls. Now I want to be Madgish again. If you don't have the silver foil and the balls, is the Isur Chazor Lekule Alme. If you take it up, you're not allowed to put it back. It's worse from a hot plate and a blech, because it's a place that you cook. And it has a knob to change the flames also. It's the Isur Chazor. Even if you put a silver foil on, and balls, how the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos, you're not allowed to put it back. Why? For two reasons. First is the Isur Chazor Letoichot. You're only mutter to make Chazor Al Gabo, not Al Toichot. Like we said, back into an oven, you're not allowed to do a chazorah. You're only allowed to do a chazorah on a blech or on a hot plate. But mainly here, while it has a toich, it's considered toicho. Another reason he said, steht in Shulchan Aruch, that kupach, you're not allowed to make a chazorah. If you're looking back at Mishneh Berurah Schele Gimel, they have a picture of a kupach, and it looks like a crackpot. Mamash a crackpot. And steht in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to make a chazorah and a kupach. Rabbi Yashiv said that if you put a lot of silver foil in, a lot, that it mamish makes it not so hot, then you're allowed to put it back. If you have a thin silver foil, there's no heter to put it back. So Hayoitza is like this. If you have a good amount of silver foil, but to have both, Rabbi Yashiv holds the balls are the ikar to have, the best is to have both, then you're allowed to leave it like that. Again, the Machmirim also covered the knob of the big roof of Iktumah. Legabi Chazore, the buttons. Legabi Chazore, I say, some welt are making to machen Chazore. Shema Zalman said, if it's a whole pach made, but stand to make Chazore, it's not so partial. For sure, if you don't have a silver foil, for sure it's also to do Chazore. If you have, it's a shayla if you have to do a Chazore in a crack one. Siddur Mokim to Melamed Tzchus on the people that do it, about nothing about the Pesach, nothing about the Pesach, Tzavoy for Rav Shlomo Zalman, the last Pesach. Now, let me get weiter. There's another Shaila that is very Motsui, Hatmone in hot water. Well, when it's Nogia, Hatmone in hot water. Mitzvah Hashem, you will have kids. And you want to make a hot bottle for the kid, a milk bottle. But the water, the milk is cold. The baby doesn't want to drink cold milk. So what you do? You don't put it on the fire. You're not allowed to cook. So you take off hot water from the fire. You put it inside a bowl. And then you put a bottle inside. Like this, so they get warm. Is that tmone or not tmone? So an Erev Shabbos you're allowed to, because it's not called Mamish Moisif Hevel, even that it's Moisif Hevel, because slowly, slowly the temperature of the water will go down. But in Shabbat it's a machlekes. Chazanish was matir. Mishnah Berurah says the Maaseh, you have to leave a big part of the bottle sticking out. Now I know, if you put Lomazar in 3/4 of the bottle in, it's okay. This is to put a bottle. What to put food? You're allowed to put a food? You're asking where it's Nogia. I'll explain to you where Nogia, to every bachur it's Nogia. You get a chunt, Shabbos morning in Yeshiva. You have cold chicken and chunt. You don't like cold chicken. You take the chicken, you push it into the chunt bowl. Till noch des mirrors. You're allowed to or not? Hatmona and chunt. So most of the poskim hold the ma'aseh, the psak is you're allowed to. Why are you allowed to? Because it mixes together. The hain, what you will not be allowed to, lama zagim, you don't like the chunt. But you don't like a cold chicken. Take a plastic bag, put the chicken in, thus you're not allowed. Although if you're not putting in a plastic bag, you just stuck the pulka into the chunt to warm it up. This you're allowed to. It's also nagea, little Shabbos, with the kneidlach. You have cold kneidlach, you put them in the hot soup. You put them 5 minutes before, till they serve them, it's a gaz gishmak. So lemaise, it's a tmona inside the water. You're also allowed to. Now, there's another shayla, this is a big machlekes. A person makes a chunt. We spoke now to put a tmona, we said, the chicken you're allowed to, but in the bag you're not allowed to. A person has a chunt pot, in the crack pot, with the silver foil, everything is mesudah. Now, he likes lamazog and rice. He likes rice in the chunt. All the roommates lamazog and don't like rice. So what do? You put the rice in a bag, you put it inside the chunt. Then you take it out. Now the whole Shabbos is cooking like that. The rice inside the chunt. It's hatmona or not hatmona? The moshe, it's more nagea, the kishkes. You buy kishkes, so if you know, if it's not wrapped, the dark cloud, in the morning you don't find it. So what is the eitzah? You wrap it all over the plastic, all over the silver foil. So the shaila is, it's atmona inside the chunt, and it's dover ha-moisif hevel. So Rav Shlomo Zalman holds it, it's a beseder. We look at it like one big tafshil. Rebbe Eliashiv and Rav Ozner and Machmer, and they say you have to come with a fork before Shabbos and to make some holes in the silver foil. And like this, the taste goes through, and we look at it like one tafshil. What? The same. The egg people are making more because they say the taste of the chunt goes into the egg anyway. But if you put it in a bag, then it's a problem. Now, one more halacha we have left in the sugya for hatmona, and then Pachas Yoyso, we covered, I think, all of the ilchis hatmona, shiur, v'chazore. Hatmona b'shabes b'dobor she'ein o'moisif hevel. Dehainu, what is the case? It's good to speak the echetimtzis. A person took off the chunt from the fire. Ois fire. The fire went off. Lo machdas beso. He comes up Shabbos morning. The fire went off. 9:00. There's no neighbors to go around. 9:00. A big chunt pot. No fire. Happens in the mushroom in the yeshiva. There's nowhere to go to take this big pot. But the fire went off. The sheikhs closed the fire. But the bochim are only coming 11:00. Vos tutman. So you want to run to bring blankets to cover the chunt pot to be warm. Not Moisif Hevel anymore. The halacha in the Shabbos is the Isur de Rabbanon funatmona bedobol she'ena moisif ever. You're not allowed to atmona bedobol she'ena moisif ever. Same thing with silver foil. Again, one silver foil that will not get dirty, yes. But to keep it hot, you're not allowed to. Hatmona bemikzas, you're allowed to. Now, there's one way that you could, if you want, if you mamish have to do atmona b'shabbos, what do you do? Lamazong, the chunk went off by night. There's no fire. You need it for the day. So there's one eitzah you could do is to take the chunk, to pour it to a different pot, and that pot you're allowed to cover. Why? There's two reasons why. One reason is mashman depoisim, because it gets so cold in the other pot, chazal will not goyzel. Because lemaisa, when you, it's the cold pot. Other, because it's a heker. Valve was not on the fire, it's a heker. What? Because lemaisa, till the morning, it will stay a little bit. If you will leave it in this pot, till tomorrow morning, it will be cold freezing. But he wants a little bit warm. But because lemaisa, b'shas maisa, he's doing that money, he's putting it in a cold pot, and melech hazal will matter.
Warm the pot?
No, can't warm the pot. Mechur. Now, la'alocha lemaisa, this is one more la'alocha. What would be if a person was over on the alocha of atmona? You're allowed to eat the food or not? Echel ben dursoy, it was raw, and you covered it with a blanket, you're not allowed to eat it. But bedarich klal, it's mevushel kemachel ben dursoy, and with the effort you covered, you come to a house, you see blankets all over, oi, shrek lech atmona, or with the effort you're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to eat it with the other. What is Negea? A lot of times, you come to a house, Shabbos morning, they took out the kugel from the fridge, they put it on the oven on top, and until the husband came, they put on the blankets. The Ro'eber Atmona Bedobor Amoisif Hevel B'Shabbos is also to eat it. You have to wait till it goes back to the temperature that it was before it was put out. The Chazanish says even then it's also. It's a chumah for the Chazanish. But this is a lot of times again. You come into the house, you see a kugel covered with a blanket. Tell them in Chuldik, this we have to wait till it gets cold. It's Hashem, next week we'll start with Chis Chanukah.
Shabbos kettles.
Yeah, you're allowed to wear one over the kosher away.
Shabbos.